Good morning. I have a question for you. Do your parents and grandparents love you? Sure they do. Now, do they love you enough to warn you about things that are going to happen, good things and bad things? Of course they do. Well, did you know that Jesus loves you even more? And in the Bible, he gives us warnings too about good things and bad things, and those things are called prophecy. And Pastor Tom is going to talk to us about prophecy. And so today I brought something for each one of you that I thought might be fun for you to do with your families. This prophecy comes from Daniel 2. And I thought you might like to make a metal man. This comes from King Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And God used Daniel to tell him what that dream means. Do you know that this has to do with us today, this prophecy? Josie? What, honey? Do you want one? Okay. So if you can gather your family together, you can read that story in Daniel 2, and you can color one of these and cut it out, and you can make it, and you can learn about that prophecy so that you can be ready, because Jesus is coming soon, okay? There's directions for each one of them. And it tells you what colors to make them and how to mix them. Here, Josie. Here, go, Riley. There you go. Okay. Now, before you go pick up the baskets, let's pray, okay? And remember primaries. Where do you go? Straight out to teacher tray, okay? Okay, let's pray. Ready? Dear Jesus, thank you so much that you love us so much that you warn us and tell us what's going to happen, and that you can help us be prepared and know when the things happen that you've promised us. I ask that you would bless each one of these boys and girls, and as they learn about this dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, may their hearts be touched, and I thank you for each one of them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Church family, will you turn in your song, in your hymnals, to song number 213? 213, we're going to sing all four stanzas.
Jesus is coming.
Now they're going to share a song with you that is entitled, Unto Thee, O Lord. We should have a PowerPoint up and running here. There it is. David wrote this as a poem, and it was set to music, and we're going to sing it. And Desiree is going to lead the organ side.
This is my side right here.
And then the echo will be on the piano side.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed.
To be here this Sabbath day, and we have new folk join. If you were to have a knock on the door and guests were to come to your door, you would be so delighted to invite them in, feed them, give them some water, and say, praise the Lord, we're so happy that we have some new members. And we're going to sing a song called Family. Ready? Next. Next slide. This might be new to you, so you can learn it with us.
He's brought us home.
have to do it again until you learn how to sing this song. Okay, let's try it again. Family.
Family.
The boys and girls and the youth take their places. You be excused and hand the music back if you would. I don't know if you know who you're sitting by. Is that part of your family? So I'd like you to stand up and turn around and say hello. If it's a new face, I think that would be a very appropriate thing to say hello to our family.